in Illinois, favorite rail trail in Illinois, give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, John, I'm going to begin with you. Just, can you talk about the history of rail trails in Illinois?
Sure. Well, Illinois, as you may or may not know, is one of the great railroad states in the country. Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, because of this network of railroads that went across the country and kind of had to duck down under the Great Lakes, just was filled with railroads. And the growth of Chicago is really tied to the emergence of railroads. And they thrived, all these different railroads thrived through, World War II. And then they started to railroads started to consolidate, lots and lots of railroads became abandoned. And I think it was a letter to the editor in the Chicago Tribune, and I apologize, I can't remember the year, out in the western suburbs, where a woman suggested that we turn these old rail lines into trails. Obviously, railroad parcels of land are unique. They're long ribbons of land. And so that was the beginning of a movement that I think really it's amazing how much it's grown. I can remember when rail trails were sort of a new thing, even out east where I grew up. And somebody saw a great opportunity for a public resource. And I think a lot of people have had great success in turning them into these wonderful trails. So, yeah. And Chicago is, as I said, is, you know, the Carl Sandburg, the poet, everybody talks about the city of the big shoulders and the hog butcher to the world, but he also called Chicago the player with railroads. I mean, it's a great, great railroad city. So there's still a lot of railroads that are running, and there's a lot of railroad lines that have been turned into trails.
Yeah. My late dad was a Illinois Central man and later Metra. So definitely a railroading family in my blood. Ted, I want to bring you into the conversation now. So what exactly makes a rail trail? I understand it doesn't even necessarily have to be directly on or near a railroad bed.
Yeah, this is true. In most cases, as you mentioned in the intro, Brian, they're former railroad lines that have been turned into trails. So when a rail line is no longer used, local agencies and advocates can get together and remove the railroad ties and the rock, and then install a path in their place. And they can be urban, they can be rural, they can be long or short, they can have a gravel surface or a paved surface, and they can be well developed with amenities like parks and restrooms, or they can be very basic. And in Illinois, we have some trails that go along former canals as well. We have quite a few miles of trails that accompany canals. And people on bikes and walking often appreciate how rail trails are gently graded as they were built by the railroad. And rail trails often use the existing infrastructure of the old railroad bridges. So it's a great way to kind of reuse some of these, in many cases, beautiful architectural pieces of the former railroad bridges. And in general, rail trails are a great place to get out and exercise and experience the natural world, whether you're biking, running. If the surface is paved, they can also be used for skateboarding and inline skating.
Yeah, I definitely personally appreciate the gentle grade. If it's good enough for a train, it's good enough for my lungs and not necessarily professional cyclist grade legs. All right, we're going to take a break and continue our conversation on rail trails in Illinois. We're talking with John Carpenter, who recently took a tour of Chicago area rail trails and wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune. Also, Ted Valair, who's the author of the book Best Rail Trails in Illinois, Accessible and Car-Free Routes for Walking, Running, and Biking. What is your favorite rail trail in Illinois? Let us know wherever you are, whether you're in southern Illinois, in Carbondale, maybe Champaign-Urbana. Springfield has a few of these. Rockford, Peoria, We want to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation today. That's 800-222-9455. More to come on the 21st show after a short break. Stay with us. It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking about rail trails in Illinois today. We're talking about this with Ted Valair, who's the author of Best Rail Trails Illinois, Accessible and Car-Free Routes for Walking, Running, and Biking, and John Carpenter, a freelance writer with the Chicago Tribune, who recently wrote a piece about his experience on the rail trails in the Chicago area. So, John, let's talk about that. Do you have a favorite? Can you just talk about your journey?
Well, my journey, it took us up close to Chicago, but it was mostly across northern Indiana. It was kind of nice for me because we started in Richmond, Indiana, which is my wife's hometown. I know we've just talked about this idea of the gentle grade, and I almost feel like it's important to tell people why that's so important. I mean, trains simply can't go up steep hills or go down steep hills. So these trails, the trails that I rode across, the Nickel Plate Trail and the Cardinal Greenway, are just these beautiful, smooth trails. And I mean, my favorite in Chicago, I think, is the Metro North Trail, the Green Bay Trail, which runs up through the North Evanston and through the North Shore. And because these trails aren't on the roadway, so you don't have to worry about cars, and you don't have to worry about all the debris that comes along with busy roads. And because they're so smooth, you can have a very leisurely ride if you want. If you're looking to get a little exercise, you can up the speed, but it's just so wonderful to just get into a nice smooth groove. And I used to, I don't live in Chicago now, but when I lived in Chicago, I used to ride that Green Bay Trail all the time. And it was just such a pleasure. I've ridden the Illinois Rail Trail out in DuPage many years ago, back when I worked for the Daily Herald. I mean, that's just an amazing resource out there. But I happen to be a fan of trains themselves, because my dad was a railroad buff and a railroad historian. And I like being in some cases you're on old rail beds, but some cases like the Green Bay Trail, you're next to existing railroad lines. So it's kind of fun to have the trains go by. But honestly, there's so many trails around Chicago that it there's almost too many to name.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Nickel Plate. I think I had a great grandfather who worked for the Nickel Plate Railroad. My mother can correct me later.
Yeah, I love the old railroad names. You know, I mean, and the railroad depots. That's one of the other nice things. Through Indiana, you're going through these small towns. And in some cases, the train stations are still there, and they're beautiful buildings. You know, they just kind of remind you of a simpler time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to ride the Plank Road Trail as well a lot in the south suburbs there. Ted, are there trails you want to highlight? And maybe we can venture downstate a little bit for this.
Oh, sure. There are a couple in the southern part of the state that I highly recommend. And the first one I want to mention is the Tunnel Hill State Trail. And it's one of the longest trails in the state, about 54 miles, running southwest from the town of El Dorado, nearly to the southern tip of the state. And you'll see ravines and rocky streams and wetlands and wooded bluffs, and get a good taste of the Shawnee National Forest along the way. And there are a handful of small towns along the way, as well as several ghost towns that disappeared after the train stopped running. 23 trestle bridges, and in the middle of the trail is an old train tunnel about 500 feet long. It was actually built longer, but in the 1920s, 300 feet of the tunnel collapsed. One other trail that I would recommend in southern Illinois is also called the Nickel Plate Trail. It's not an uncommon name for a rail trail, apparently. It's part of the long and very impressive trail system in the Metro East area across the Mississippi from St. Louis. And this is the longest of the trails in Metro East at about 25 miles long. Lots of scenic areas, lush woodland as you're traveling alongside a creek. There's a number of parks along the way, rural landscape, and you're also going to pass through this unusual historic community of La Claire, which was a factory town built as a cooperative community in the late 1800s. The western, more urban part of the trail runs through the towns of Glen Carbon and Edwardsville, while the eastern part takes you through wide open farmland of rural Madison County. And then, real quick, one more in southern Illinois that I love is a brand new trail called the Metro Bike Link Trail. And this one travels alongside the Metro Link commuter train in Metro East. It's about 14 miles long, bluffs and lots of bridges, and following alongside a creek. And what's fun about this one is that you can follow the trail in one direction and then hop on the train to get back to your starting point, and you can bring your bicycle along on the train if you need to.
Very nice. But who doesn't want a 28-mile round trip? Come on. No,
Yeah.
I appreciate those recommendations. And you backed up what one of our listeners called in, Patrick in Carbondale, said tunnel, also endorsed the Tunnel Hill State Trail in Vienna, in far southern Illinois. Let's get another caller in. Rich is calling from Champaign on line four. Rich, thanks for calling in.
Yes, certainly. Hi. So I'd like to put in a plug for the Kickapoo Rail Trail here locally in Champaign-Urbana. Runs east of Urbana to St. Joe and is slowly expanding eastward to towards Danville. And there's a great trestle, reused train trestle in Oakland, Illinois, I think. Anyway, and cheating a little bit, I'd also like to say the Elroy Sparta Trail in Wisconsin is great. It has actually two tunnels, one is which is so long that you literally cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And we'll forgive the Wisconsin reference. John, were you trying to get in there?
Well, I was just going to say, when you mentioned the 28-mile ride, for like real elite riders, that's nothing. For normal people like me, that may seem like a long ride, but that's one of the beauty of these gentle grades. I was invited to do this 3-day ride a few months ago, and it was well over 100 miles in 3 days. And I hadn't been training or anything, and I was a little bit nervous. I'm kind of a reasonably active 60-year-old guy, and I felt my muscles. I felt like I had ridden a lot after those 3 days, but it was very, very, very doable. Again, can I just throw in a quick plug for the Great American Trail?
Sure.
This is a trail that is incorporating all sorts of local trails, but it's a national organization called the Great American Rail Trail, and their goal is to create a continuous trail from Washington, D.C. to Washington State. And Illinois runs it runs straight across kind of the north central part of Illinois, the south of Chicago, straight across, and it's pretty complete except for one small section. And that's kind of, to me, it's kind of fun to imagine, knocking off little chunks of that and maybe someday riding the whole thing. That's a lofty goal, but they're a great resource for a lot of these local trails that are developing.
Yeah.
It's a good network.
All right, Ted, let me ask, if somebody wants to get into this in the hobby, is there an etiquette for rail trail users that they need to follow?
Yeah, great question, Brian. And it's especially important on trails that are busier to really kind of pay attention to being courteous on the trail. And one of the top things to keep in mind is that people on bikes need to yield to people on foot. People on foot always have the right of way. Generally, you want to keep to the right and let people know when you're passing them. You don't want people to come out in front of you as you're starting to go by them. And then particularly on busier trails, you want to step off of the trail when you've stopped. And then especially now with e-bikes becoming more common, it's good to keep your speed in check, particularly if there are kids and people walking.
I just want to echo that. I myself, when my kids were learning to ride a bike on a trail like this, and you get the people who thought they were in the Tour de France speeding by, you know, watch your kids. It's like, okay, take it easy. This is a recreational trail, not a race. So I appreciate what you said there. How easy is it to pick up this as a hobby, as an activity, Ted?
Oh, it's a great. It's a very low threshold activity. There's not a lot you need to get out and do it. And in most parts of the state, there are rail trails that are probably not too far away from where you live. And as I mentioned, we have some new trails that have been built in the state. It'd be great to see more of them built in the state. And I often encourage people to get involved in the local rail trail groups that are promoting the building of more trails in Illinois and maintaining the ones that we have as well.
John, do you have any tips for people who are getting into this about, you know, any equipment they might want to pick up if they're going to be? Yeah, go ahead.
I would say I would echo that. It's very accessible. I mean, if you want to spend thousands of dollars on a, you know, super lightweight road bike, then God bless you. But my bicycle is very much a hybrid. It's maybe 5 or 6 years old, so it's in pretty good shape, but it's one of those bikes that's made for riding around town, sort of medium tires, does not have the toe clips, which the racing bikes have, but it's in reasonably good shape. I didn't wear the, you know, skin tight bike shorts, but you know, you can get these shorts that have the cushioning underneath the shorts
long
riding. I recommend that. But it is very accessible. You know, you can do it at whatever level you want to do it at. You know, you can ride along and let the racers pass you, or you can, you know, sometimes when I was trying to get a little exercise, I would kind of ride at my speed. And if one of those people passed me, I wouldn't necessarily race them, but I would kind of pick up my speed a little bit. It was a little motivational. But honestly, you know, you want to have a decent bike, but it doesn't have to be a break the bank, super new bike. You know, you can, as you move along in the hobby, and you know, you might decide you want to upgrade your bike a little bit, and that's fine. But that's the beauty of these trails, is they're so accessible, and most of them have parking areas where you can get to with a car if you don't happen to live riding distance from one of the trails. I mean, that's what I love about this, is they're very accessible to regular riders.
Yeah. All right, just about a minute, maybe a minute and a half left. Ted, I want to ask you, we got an email from Mark who asked if there was any possibility of asphalting the Great Western Trail from St. Charles to Sycamore. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I don't know if that's one you're familiar with, but if you can comment on that, or maybe just more broadly, if people are interested in bringing more rail trails to their area, what can they do? And again, only about a minute left.
Yeah, sure. I am familiar with that trail, and that question comes up a lot. I work for an organization in Chicago that pushes for more walking and biking trails in the Chicago region. It's called the Active Transportation Alliance, and we get questions like that a lot. So I often encourage people to do a quick assessment of trails in their community and ask if the trails are being maintained. Are they accessible for not just for people driving, but are they accessible to people walking, biking, and people using wheelchairs? Do the trails connect with destinations like parks and shopping areas and schools and employment centers? And do trails connect with one another? And when trails cross streets, are the crossings safe? So I encourage people to connect with their with their elected officials and their local trail maintenance agencies and let them know that if they would like to see a trail paved, if they would like a safer street crossing, if they would like to see more trails in their community. Most trails have groups that people can connect to, and I encourage people to get involved. If there's a trail project in your community, I'm sure it could use your help.
Ted Valera is the author of Best Rail Trails Illinois, Accessible and Car-Free Routes for Walking, Running, and Biking. John Carpenter is a freelance writer for the Chicago Tribune. His piece from April is Rails to Trails, How Converted Railroad Paths Became Great Escapes for Cyclists from the Great American to the 606. Ted and John, thank you so much for being here today on the 21st Show. And that is all the time we have for our program. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.